Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 95. That's right, five episodes short of 100 episodes here at MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm going to bring on my co-host calling in by way of New York, where he's got all the East Coast news, Big Rodney Roller. Last week, I failed to mention, it was Martin Luther King Jr.'s celebration for his birthday, and would be remiss if I didn't bring that up. So hope everybody had a good one. What a weekend of football we had, but more importantly, Rodney, the Big Bad Wolf is 100% confirmed and committed to doing the Flex Pro, dispelling all the rumors that were swirling over the last few days. Did you check that out, Rodney?
Yeah, I was looking up, saw that. Actually, I was out to dinner with Robbie the other night, and he actually was sitting on the phone, and he heard it straight from Steve that, yeah, he's really back in, and, you know, he really is going in the show. So I kind of heard it firsthand last Thursday. So I was excited. I think it's going to improve that lineup.
Well, I go back a couple weeks before that, talking to him earlier, a few weeks before. He was always in, from what I understood. He signed his contract early, was looking fabulous, and doing the business, and was excited to come out here to California, take names, get a title, and head on into the Arnold Classic and try to join the elite of Flex Wheeler, Nasser Elsenbody, Vince Taylor, Kevin Livroni, Mike Francois, Victor Martinez, Kai Green. I mean, that title, Dexter Jackson has won three times. Of course, Jay Cutler's got three of his own, and, you know, I got a couple in there. But
He
says that he's ready to get this year, the 23rd edition. And we're going to bring him on shortly to share that with us. But what happened on the East Coast, man? Any news coming out of the East Coast?
Well, first off, it's cold as hell over here, about as cold as Green Bay is right now. But I guess they're feeling pretty warm up there right now. But I'm glad that the Jets got their ass kicked yesterday.
Yeah, me too. Green Bay and Steelers.
I'm actually a fan of all New York teams, but, you know, I just can't stand. If you live around here long enough, you know, the Mets and the Jets fans are all the same.
Yeah, well, how is that, Rodney? You're on the East Coast.
I'd love to root for them, but they're all envious of the Yankees and the Giants. So.
Oh, okay. Well, the bottom line is we've got basically two football weekends left. We've got the Pro Bowl going on this weekend, along with the Fit Expo here in Los Angeles and the Ironman Naturally, which will be going down the 29th and 30th right here in downtown Los Angeles at the Convention Center. Going along with that will be the Pro Bowl, and then, of course, the following week we're going to have the Super Bowl, which will be the final game of the year, and that will really kick into motion the bodybuilding 2011 season as we roll up on the first annual Flex Pro Championships, February the 19th, out here in Santa Monica. 2 weeks later, we'll wind up in Columbus. Where,
these weeks are going to fly by with all this stuff going on, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, you know, it's going to fly by. Before we know, we'll be in Columbus.
It's all to the good, man. But, you know, I got the Big Bad Wolf holding. Let's find out what's going on with the Big Bad Wolf, and we'll get back to the East Coast news. Dennis Wolf is calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big Dennis, you're a couple of weeks out. How's everything hanging? Forgot he speaks German and Russian. Dennis.
Everything good.
All right, Dennis, I understand you probably have us on speakerphone because you probably got a big Jurassic Park steak in front of you with a mountain of carbohydrates. Your BSN products out there. Dennis, there were some rumors going on. I know you don't sit there on the Internet because you're busy doing the business of bodybuilding, getting ready for the Flex Pro Showdown with these bodybuilders that are trying to knock you off your pedestal. You've got a date with Destiny, February the 19th. You signed a contract with Flex Magazine. Were you aware of some of the rumors that you may not be doing the competition?
Yeah, just some rumors on the Internet and but it's not true. I signed a contract and a couple of weeks ago. And, it's a good chance.
Did anybody call you? Like, did anybody call you up and say, "Hey, Dennis, are you out?" And you go, "Ah, you know, I'm not looking so good. I'm not going to do it." Or, I mean, was there ever doubt that you're, you know what I mean?
No. I was always, you know, planning to do this because I want to be Dexter. Dexter's three-time Arnold Classic champion, former Mr. Olympia. And is there a good chance for me? If I beat him, there's a big chance to win Arnold Classic. So I'm going to do Flex Pro, Arnold Classic, and Australian Pro. So this early season, and then, of course, the Olympia. So
yeah, that's going to be a very good, tough run, one that you're going to have to go through some very good bodybuilders. There's only going to be a couple missing. Jay Cutler, Phil Heath, and Kai Greene are going to be the only three missing. Of course, you'll have a date with them come September the 16th out in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the 46th annual Mr. Olympia weekend. But before that, it seems like with the Flex Pro, the Arnold Classic, and you said you're going to Australia, right? Not England?
Yeah, Australia. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people going to England, but I make a choice to Australia, you know, because Tony invited me in the last 3 years every time, but I couldn't go because I was in preparation for Arnold. So, and this time I said, all right, I'm going to do it because I like Australia. I like the fans over there. And they have two-day expo over there, and I mean, that's, you know, we do that for fans, and I'm really looking forward to be there.
Well, it's also like summertime out there in Australia, and it's freaking, you know, rain over in England, so it's not a real tough choice. You'll probably be getting a suntan out there. You'll join some great company. I know Dexter Jackson and Melvin Anthony and a lot of guys that have gone over there. Tony Doherty is nothing but a spectacular host to the athletes. He totally understands what you guys need, want, and desire, not only as athletes, but also as, you know, competitors. So the main thing is that you've definitely made that contest a little bit stronger. And, of course, we're going to have a very strong lineup in England the following week where Neil Hill and Zach Connell will be putting on the English Grand Prix. I got Rodney Roller on the line. Rodney, did you have a question for the Big Bad Wolf real quick?
Yeah, I saw the pictures that were posted up in the forums, and he was looking big, full, hard, like, you know, almost like he was a couple of weeks out. When were those pictures taken, and are you, you know, right on track for your conditioning for the Flex Pro?
Yeah, I mean, it was taken 2 weeks ago. I was around 293,
wow,
something like that. Today, you know, after I wake up, it was 289. So I'm still on track, so everything is good. I never been so round and thick. That's what my wife says. And
your waist looks good.
She's talking about your body, right?
My waist is still the same, so this is good.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, I know that I don't want to interrupt your food and your workout and all that stuff, but I just want to make sure they heard it from your mouth. The big show, the German giant, Dennis Wolf, would descend on Southern California in the month of February to kick the year off with hopefully a victory. If nothing else, you're going to have a classic battle on your hands with
Evan.
It'd
be nice to see him stand next to Evan.
Yeah, and we'll find out what Evan's made of standing next to Dennis because they're relatively close in height. Do you know how tall you are, Dennis? How tall are you?
I'm exactly 5'11 and a half.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting matchup.
Almost 6 foot.
Yeah, it's very rare we have a 6 foot body, but I think Gunther was like the last big, or Tony Freeman, 6 foot, legitimate 6 foot bodybuilder to hit the scene. But I'm going to let you get back to your business out there in Las Vegas. We've got a busy show today. Thanks for setting the record straight, and we'll see you here in Los Angeles, Dennis, in a few short weeks.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Dennis.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks for being sent. Thanks to MD and all my fans. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. That's the Big Bad Wolf coming for victory here in Southern California, February 19th. Don't miss that showdown where former Mr. Olympia Dennis Dexter Jackson of 2008, Rodney, and three-time Arnold Classic champion is in preparation not only for the Flex Pro to add to his slew of titles. He's already won the English Grand Prix, I believe, a couple of times. He's won the Australian Championships several times. He's a former GNC champion. He's got three Arnold Classic titles to his belt. He's been in the top five of the Mr. Olympia the last 3 or 4 years, and he's coming off two consecutive fourth-place finishes at the Olympia. So that would be a big feather in his cap.
Huh? He's looking for some paper.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great show. It'll be a great warm-up. I'm going to call this an appetizer heading into Columbus, Ohio. But what else is going on the East Coast? You had some news for me?
Not quite confirmed, but it's pretty solid news I've heard out here. And as you know, people out there in the on MD know, I did a video with the muscle chef, Carlo Filippone. Went out and saw his InMotion Meals facility, and everyone was quite impressed with it. And I can say, you know, I use his meals in the off-season for all my, you know, off-season meals. And he's going to be joining MD, coming on board with the muscle chef of forums, on the forums and also in the magazine.
Sweet. He provided the food at the muscle camp back there in December.
Yeah.
Diamond Jim, and his food is nothing short of amazing as well. But I, you know, without further ado, really quick, and by the way, he was a bantamweight national champion, wasn't Carlo?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, bantamweight. And he knows how to cook. That's a great thing. Let's bring on somebody who knows how to eat. Four-time reigning and defending Mr. Olympia, three-time Arnold Classic champion, Ironman pro champion, New York pro champion. The list is long. Russian champion, English champion, British champion. I mean, let's bring him on. Five-time first runner-up at the Olympia and four-time Mr. Olympia going for number five, Jay Cutler calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Jay, welcome to MD Radio.
What's going on there, Sean? The list goes on and on, I guess, these
days. Very impressive list.
Who would have thunk that list, Jay, 10 short years ago when you're out here tooling around Orange County and out in Lake Forest at World's Gym, that all of those titles would fall behind Jay Cutler going for number five? Did you ever see yourself like in that position back in those days?
It's pretty crazy. I don't know if you remember. We had Christmas dinner together in 1999 after Olympia. I don't know if you remember that.
You know what I do remember? The Arnold Classic, when Troy Zuccolato brought you over towards me. You're a young kid. You had a little bend, like a little, like a Saturday Night Fever, like bandana going across your head. And Troy comes over and goes, "Everybody says that this kid looks like me." And I don't know, you might have been 22 years old or something. And I said, "No, Troy, he's bigger than you." And that shut him up right away.
I think I was better looking, too.
Well, Jay, you're on your way out here to Southern California. You usually make that trek. I know you go down to Max Muscle and Dave Borlée, and you do your thing down there at Gold's Gym in Venice. But we've got the Fit Expo. You're scheduled to come out and sign autographs like you did a year ago with a new company that you're representing by way of Sweden, the Smart Shake Company. Really quick, give them a plug and tell me what's happening this Saturday.
Pretty much, you know, I'll have my booth there, Cutler Athletics. I'm attending Saturday and Sunday. I have seminars both in the afternoon. I think they're advertised on what time? I believe around 2:30 to 3 o'clock each day. And then as far as the Smart Shake Company, I'll be at their booth signing autographs for 1 hour on Saturday. I believe around 2 o'clock I'll be there. And, you know, that's their big launch. This is their first U.S. show, from what I believe. And, of course, they have, you know, that Smart Shake, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, which has extra room for supplements and powders. And, of course, they have the new signature version, which is the Mr. Olympia edition, which has actually a gold top to it, which I'm endorsing now, a limited series of Jay Cutler, Mr. Olympia Shakers. So those will be obviously on sale there too, and I'll be able to sign autographs and sign the Shaker Cups if they want.
Well, I mean, just so I could throw it out there, the Smart Shake is probably the best thing since protein powder, because this thing is capable of doing many functions, and you aligning yourself with Michael out there out of Sweden was a great addition. We're going to take our first commercial break here at MD Radio. We're going to come back from Jay Cutler on the verge of our first pro contest, 2011, find out what his take is on that, and we'll come back with his trainer, or nutritionist, I should say, Hani Rambod, who's got some interesting things to share with us as Jay makes the run for number five this September after this commercial break.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxyl. Adipoxyl isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxyl is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxyl's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Come on! Hey! I still here! Let's go again! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your pro team sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we're on with four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, who will be signing autographs this Saturday here at the LA Fit Expo. Stop by the Smart Shake booth, the makers of the new Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker by way of Sweden, where they've patented this new built-in storage that serves up to three nutritional servings along with, you know, a little protein deal that you got going on. Stop by there and get a picture of Jay Cutler. And we're also on with Big Rodney Roller out of New York City. Rodney?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
I didn't know you were on here.
Yeah, I'm on here, brother.
How's it going in the East Coast over there?
It's cold as hell, brother. Cold as hell. Quick question for you. I just wanted to know this. You know, I've met you quite a few times throughout the years, but, you know, never really got to know you, you know. And ever since you've been, you know, with MD, you know, I was a big fan of Ronnie Coleman, so I always kind of cheered for him, and I really didn't know you. So I was probably a product of, you know, not knowing you, not getting to know the person. Now that you've been with MD, I became a huge fan because, wow, I got to know Jay, got to know, you know, what he's about, and I think you've developed a huge fan base now. How has that impacted you with your, you know, website business, your clothing line? Have you seen a big response from that?
Yeah, I have, actually. I mean, it seems like, you know, not only winning titles, but, you know, being more visible, which, of course, was the main focus, of course, when I came over to Muscular Development to be more physical for the fans. It was just, it was just something I wanted to do. And, you know, Steve Bleckman and staff and all you guys have given me great publicity. And, you know, I appreciate that. But I want to say thank you to all the fans around the world that we reach out to, especially through these Internet videos and radio shows and, you know, how we reach out, you know, other than the magazines now. We're not just limited to a magazine, which I think is great, you know. So we see the day-to-day activities. I'm trying to post as much pictures of my training and let everyone know what's going on day-to-day with me. So
yeah.
I think it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, long time ago, I mean, to get you never even knew a pro, you know, let alone getting to see them on a daily basis like we knew it nowadays. And I remember calling out to shows and finding someone who was there and trying to find the results. Now it's, you know, instantaneous. But, you know, with working with Hani now too, another question I had for you was, you know, I know he does, you know, the FST training with you and also your nutrition, but I've seen with your one video that you also have a group of guys that you train with. Do those guys help you with your training, or are they just someone that, you know, you pick up for a little motivation on different days, or how do you work that?
Pretty much.
I'm looking for somebody now.
You know, pretty much, you know, I have all different types of people I train with, and the reason I train with so many, like a majority of people, is each intensity, it can change from workout to workout. And, you know, obviously, you know, we look at, you know, motivators, and, you know, we try to be as, you know, balls to the wall all the time and try to train as hard as we can. But, you know, because of my travel schedule and how, you know, I function, it's just, it's not necessary all the time to be all the way out, I think. You know, I take time off. You know, as you know, I just took almost 2.5 months off. But, you know, I go to California. I stay in Vegas. You know, I consult with Hani pretty much through the year, and he gives me tips on improving, you know, weaker body parts. And, of course, we work in the FST training, and, you know, we actually get to, you know, train together, which is very, very helpful. He's actually here down here for almost a week now to train with me, and we're going to work on some new techniques kicking off 2011. So I just need a lot of motivation around me and more positive sense of, you know, someone to watch over my training when, you know, Hani can't be there to watch over form, and that's why I shoot the videos. You see my YouTube videos, and yeah. I study these things like game tapes. I mean, I watch everything that I do, and everything's that calculated with me, just like my meals and the way I compete, and everything I do is pretty much on record to be in perfection.
Yeah. So speaking of California out there, I saw an update, I guess, with Mad Max out there. You were meeting with the execs with your movie. How's that going?
Well, it's just a slow process. Yeah, I mean, I've been to all these different studios and, you know, meeting with different people. And, you know, so far, I mean, it's been a big hit to a lot of different studios and organizations and, of course, substantial people. But it's just a slow process for us to get going. And, you know, we're still waiting on some funding, of course, with the economy. And hopefully we can get a kickoff here. I was hoping I'd already be in filming in Detroit by this time, but we're just waiting for the call at this point.
Well, Jay, yeah. It's great that you are diversifying and setting up life after bodybuilding while going for the record number 5. I know you're there with Hani, the guy behind the scenes who also works with what is fast becoming, he's becoming the Jay Cutler to Ronnie Coleman, Phil Heath, who was the first runner-up. You guys were out there trying to put it down. It's interesting dynamic to see that you two are working with the same guy, and yet there's no animosity. It seems like you're more of a big brother mentor, so to speak, getting, you know, ready to pass the torch. I know you're not ready to pass the torch. So what's this showdown looking like, and how is it with him in close proximity with Hani?
You know, it's the same way it's been, I think, for the last few years. I mean, Phil's, you know, he's been in the Olympia with me now, 08, 09, in 2010. You saw a third place, a fifth place, and a second place. So his one position he hasn't captured yet. we hope it's not fourth, you know. So, you know, it's just like with me. I mean, I tried to beat Ronnie Coleman down for years, and, you know, I think Phil looked unbelievable last year. You know, I think he's really focused on 2011. And the thing is with Hani and I and Phil all working together, it's funny because we kind of do our own things. What Hani does with me, he can't do with Phil. And
right.
What he does with Phil, he can't do with me. And everyone always asks me that question, you know, how is a guy, you know, a Hani's position going to work with two guys that are fighting for the title and they're 1 and 2? And, you know, this is an odd scenario because I'm sure, you know, this is all of our dreams to be, have all of us, you know, on the top like this together. But,
right,
you know, only one guy can win. And, you know, truthfully, I believe we are hard, and Hani has his own specific way of working with each one of us, and he wants both of us to be at our absolute best and just see where it falls. I mean, you know, he's always, you know, straight with me, and when we have discussions leading up to the contest, it's never about what Phil's doing. I don't ask, you know, because obviously I talk to Phil every day, and he tells me how great he looks, and he sends me pictures, but...
Yeah.
Ricky. Hani never says, well, Phil looks like this or that. Right. He never tells me how great he looks, or I don't ask, and he never... You know, I think even the day of the show, I didn't ever ask him, like, hey, how does Phil look? You know, it's because it really doesn't matter. Phil might look unbelievable. He knows how Phil looks. He looks great by himself, and then you never know what the guy looks like until they stand someone next to him.
Right. Well, hey, Jay, your phone's starting to break up. I know you're over there in that big, 10,000-square-foot mansion, and there's no phone reception. We got to get something, get a freaking cell site up. I know that you got Hani there with you. I want to bring him on real quick because we're going to run short on time. We got Victor Martinez waiting in the wings. I want to ask him a few questions, but we will see you this Saturday at the Smart Shake booth where they're going to unveil the Smart Shake V2, Jay Cutler Limited Gold Edition, and you'll be signing pictures at their booth from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday, booth number 619. So thanks for calling in. Let's see if can we get Hani on the phone?
Yo.
Hani, is that you?
Yeah.
Hani, what's up?
You're not kidding about the reception in Jay's multi-million dollar estate over there, but what are you going to do? The cell sites don't work.
The gates are on the outside.
The gates out front are killing it. Hani, Rodney had a pretty interesting question because he's at a point where he's looking for some other answers to try to better his physique, and we've seen Jay training with 3 and 4 and sometimes 5 guys, but you're only one person. You're the guy behind the scenes working on this nutrition, but you also have a training style that we can attribute part and parcel towards Jay Cutler's Mr. Olympia physique, towards Phil Heath's soon to be Mr. Olympia physique in the future. What's going on with the training style that you guys are doing that has you firmly entrenched with the best 2 bodybuilders on the planet today?
Well, I mean, originally, the whole FSC7 thing was something that we were trying to combine several training methods together and creating kind of something that we were going to be able to build roundness, fullness, density, be able to take care of a lot of different categories when it comes to the overall results of the muscle. But as we progressed, obviously, to keep things fresh, it's changed. It constantly morphs. So we've done high volume, we've done low volume with it. The durations have changed, and each person uses it differently depending on what exactly they need. So where Jay might use it more for arms or for certain things, then Phil might be using it a little bit more for upper chest and back. So it really depends on where they're at with their program. So the system. The fundamentals are very similar to what they used to be, but it has been something that's, in effect, changed throughout the last couple of years.
So Jay wouldn't use the FST for every body part, then, you're saying, right? Correct?
No. It would really depend on where he's at with, how we cycle his training. He could feel like it not using it at all for a little while, or then he might reintroduce it, depending on, how he's, recovering and how the body part is responding.
So you're doing you're the nutritionist, but you also got some training principles that these guys are both utilizing. When they're in the gym together, they're obviously not working out together. Is that how it works? Are you going from one side of the gym to the other, or do these guys train against each other like, Ollie and Larry Holmes used to do?
No, we don't have a opportunity to train together. I mean, we did about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago when Jay and Phil had come up to the Bay Area for my birthday, and we all did shoulders together, and it was one of the few times, but most of the time we don't have the ability to train together, all three of us. Phil actually just landed, he just texted me, and so we're going to be training together here for the next couple of days and kind of launching off our season, and so we're definitely going to be training together this next couple of days, and we're going to be shooting it for the new FST7 video and some of the new techniques and whatnot that we're going to be going over. But for the most part, they're training separately.
So, and are they in charge of their training? They direct the training. You just kind of guide them.
No, actually, usually when we're together, I'm the one that's directing the training. And what we're doing is going back and forth regarding stuff that we talked about on the phone. So I'm kind of more of the project manager. So I'm the one that's saying, okay, let's really focus on this and let's try to work on these angles. And when I'm there, I try to put it together, and then what they'll do is use variations of it. And then when we talk on the phone, we talk about, hey, what got you sore? How was the development? Look at the pictures, see how the off season is working out. And then, the feedback could be really, really good, or the feedback could be, it was really, wrench in the lower back, or whatever we ended up doing just didn't work out, so we have to switch it.
All right, Hani, we got to take a commercial break. Any last words before you guys get to go pick up Phil at the airport?
No, man. We're just looking forward to seeing some people down at the Fit Expo. I'll be down there, too, seeing you.
Yep.
So we'll definitely get together, get on the you know, do an interview or two. But just looking forward to kicking off the season.
All right, man. Handle those
okay,
two great
bodybuilders. Good luck, brother.
We're looking for an awesome showdown this September, man, so do what you got to do. That's Hani Rambod and Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler. You'll see both of them this Saturday at the Fit Expo in Los Angeles. Stop by the Smart Shake booth. All right, with that, we'll take a commercial break and come back with the Dominican Dominator looking for his second Arnold Classic victory.
Looking nasty, too.
And coming up, check out the MD website and look at those videos of Victor Martinez. He's up next after the commercial break.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! I still hear it! It's going in! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
All right, you just got done listening to four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, calling by way of Las Vegas. Rodney, where his arch rival has just landed in Las Vegas to join forces with Hani Rambod, and they're going to map out a strategy to head into this 46th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia coming up in September. But before that, there's a lot of action going to be taking place between now and then, namely the Flex Pro Championships coming out here in Los Angeles February the 19th, the Arnold Classic the weekend of March the 3rd through the 6th out in Columbus, Ohio. And, of course, from there, the athletes will take off to Australia, where Tony Doherty puts on the Australian Pro Championships out there in the second weekend of March. And then the athletes will jump continents and fly over to the U.K. out in London, where Neil Hill and Zach Kahn and Simon Fan are putting on and bringing back UK Pro Championships, where Branch Warren is already committed to doing that show, as well as Jose Raymond,
wow.
I believe. Yeah, and then we're going to wind up in April. The FIBO is now added a pro show. The Europa Pro is now coming back to Essen, Germany. It'll be held in concert with the FIBO, which is one of the largest events in the world, I should say. Over 200,000 fans. I know the Arnold Classic generates about 100, 150. It's like 200,000 people over a four-day period come through the doors in Essen, Germany. Vendors, gym owners, and athletes and fans. And then from there, we'll go to the Europa Pro out in Orlando the last Saturday of April. And then the New York Pro Championships has now changed from the second week of May to the very last Saturday, Labor Day weekend, I think it is, or Memorial, which one of those days. I think it's Memorial weekend, May the 28th in New York, where Steve Weinberger will be putting on the New York Pro Championships. From there, we'll head back up to the Great White North in Canada, where the Toronto Pro Championships will be put on by Jim Morris and Ron Hache on June the 19th. I'll be rocking the mic. That's how come I know that date. From there, the athletes will come down to Florida, where Tim Gardner will put on the 4th Annual Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Championships in Tampa, Florida, on the weekend of June the 25th. And then again in July, the athletes will head back to Connecticut to the Europa Connecticut Championships, where a year ago we saw Ed Nunn walk off with the first ever title. From there, we have obviously the USA Championships will be held a week after that in Las Vegas, Nevada. Then we'll wind up in Dallas, where we'll have the Europa Pro Championships in Dallas, Texas, where Issei Obiad won the Amateur Arnold Classic a year ago and then walked off this past year with the Europa Pro Championships. And, of course, following that, I believe there's the Phoenix Pro Championships and then the 46th Annual Mr. Olympia Championships. But before that was a lot. Before we
That's
get there.
We're going to be busy, Sean.
It's going to be a lot of traveling for Team MD and Rodney Roller, but we're going to bring it. Let's bring on Victor Martinez, the Dominican Dominator, who I just saw, a very, very impressive Victor Martinez, one that raised my eyebrow. I always tell Victor, you're the one with the most to lose. After seeing this video that he shot with Mike on MD, I got to say, Victor, you are doing your homework. Welcome back to MD Radio, son.
Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody doing?
How's it going, buddy?
You got a
good. What's up, Sean?
You got legions of fans hanging on your every word, Victor. I mean, I think while this is the year that Phil Heath and Kai Greene chose to sit out, I know you probably are licking your chops, wishing that they were there. It's not going to be a cakewalk. You do have Dexter Jackson and Dennis Wolfe and Evan Santapani and some other guys coming. But you look to me, Victor, like you've been doing something different. Are you a man on a mission coming into this Arnold Classic?
I've always been on a mission, man, nevertheless, you know. And so right now, it's just a little bit more well put together.
Mm.
That's the only difference. That's all it is, you know. Always on a mission.
Sometimes
I grew up on a mission.
Sometimes they say losing is the best medicine, and, man, you took it on the chin at the Olympia. You handled it well. You kept your mouth closed.
I knew I stood and I sucked, and what can you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cry about something you knew where you stand. I mean, it was obvious, so there's no point of pouting over that, you know?
Well, you joined forces with Oscar Arden, who knows a thing or two about creating champions. He created the last two consecutive Arnold Classic champion in Kai Greene. You joined forces with him. Tell me, what was the motivating factor for you to join up with Oscar out of all the choices that you had on the table?
Well, it's not really more choices. It's more that I got tired of doing internet stuff and traveling outside of my hometown, and I always wanted to work with Oscar since I was an amateur.
Yeah.
And we just never had the chance. And, you know, I mean, but as they say, better late than never, it's happening now, and we're going to take care of business, and I'm very happy about it. You know, I'm happy about it so far. I'm happy that, you know, We spoke about it last year. We did talk about it, but I was already committed, you know, to somebody else. And now it's about time, you know.
Well, Victor, you've always seemed to strike me as a guy that needs someone there to push him and drive him. Obviously, you ultimately wind up having to do the business. You've got to get under the bar, and you got to do the reps, and you got to eat the calories and put in the time in the gym. But you seem to have to have that guy driving. What is different between Oscar, Joe McNeil, or any of your training partners? I mean, what is he bringing to the table? I mean, clearly he knows what he's doing, but for you personally, what is that missing ingredient? Because right now you look like a totally different bodybuilder. You know, I mean, you're light years ahead of where you were going in the Olympia a year ago going into this Arnold Classic.
Well, the difference is, I mean, he's very passionate about it. You know, he's very passionate, and he's not here to bullshit me. You know, I mean, if I had any idea that he would be, which, again, you know, I've known Oscar for a while, and you can see how he's done with everybody else. I mean, you just don't get guys up in that stage to kick butt, bullshitting them. And at the same time, you know, he's here. He's in New York. He's in my hometown. I don't have to travel anywhere. I don't have to do this over the phone, email stuff. So that's a big difference for me. You know,
I mean, the thing I've noticed the most
in the flesh.
Yeah, Victor. The thing I noticed the most about Oscar is, you know, it's almost like you have your big brother there training you. That, you know, they're not going to sit there and bullshit you and say, "I got time today, time here." He puts more effort into that than you probably would put in yourself. You know, that's the big thing. Biggest thing I noticed with working with him.
Definitely. Also merciless. You know, he knows how far you can push, and he pushes you. And yeah. You know, I'm ready to go the extra mile. And he throws in another mile, so he knows pretty much how you just push it to your limit and then some.
Well, I mean, I was there. We shot last week with you with the back routine. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen you train throughout the years many times. We both, you know, ran the same gyms here in New Jersey. Everyone always said, "Oh, Vic doesn't train that hard," but you know, you did. You did train hard. You just weren't a very animated guy
about,
like Say Branch.
Talking about the clowns. Don't talk about the clowns.
Yeah, the clowns. You know, I'm not talking about
the clowns.
Like
they're only there to be watched. You know, you want to watch a clown.
Hey, yeah. But anyway,
I listen to the clowns, man.
You're talking about me, brother. Me and Branch.
What kind of weight do you push? What kind of weight are you throwing around, Victor? Are you a strong bodybuilder?
Fucking weight. I'm telling you.
What kind of weight? What are we squatting and benching a lot? What kind of dumbbells are we using?
Oh, man, Oscar throws it at me, I throw it around, that's it.
Really? You don't even look at the weight.
He throws it at me, he throws it around, you know? I'm lifting stupid heavy, too stupid to know it's heavy.
I like that.
He's lifting it.
What about reps? What about reps, Victor? Because for me, I was a guy that lived in the 12 to 20 repetition range, which a lot of bigger, stronger bodybuilders never ventured into. What kind of reps?
Yeah, we're not seeing much of 12. We're doing more 15 and 20s.
Okay. Uh-huh. And purpose for that is to get more detail?
Muscle fibers, you know? I mean, again, you know, you want to keep the size, but then there's never been a concept of, okay, you want to get shredded and get those muscle fibers out, go lighter weights, higher reps. Well, you keep the weights higher and go higher reps, you just keep the density a little, you know, you keep that real thickness,
right,
on the muscle. So you get that real density, that real grainy look, again, without losing that muscle mass.
Well, heading into this show, Victor, we haven't heard, like, you know, the one year you had the Muscle Maker grill you were dealing with, the other year we had the tragedy of your sister's murder, and your dad had passed away, and this year there's absolutely nothing.
Oh, man,
help.
Don't say that, man.
I know you got a bunch of kids. I know you got kids.
Come on, man. Let's go to somewhere else. Something positive, bro.
It's too early?
The Arnold, that's it. It's going to start off with a win, okay?
Okay, victory. So, well, the last
time. No negative, right?
Last time you were there, you were the first runner-up, and that wasn't negative. You were coming back off the knee injury, but you could have been a little bit harder. Going into this show, you personally, what is it that you want to walk away looking in the mirror? What do you want to accomplish?
One thing I didn't have the luxury was placing high at the Olympia. You know, that show cost me not just my placing, it cost me a lot.
Yeah.
This show, you know, I mean, had I been weaker-minded, it would have buckled me. It would have destroyed me. It would have definitely sent me to the ground. But, again, you know, it's the way I grew up, you know. Hard knock, and I just stay up. And soon after the Olympia happened, I went right back to the gym on the grind and started preparing for the Arnold.
Well, what do you want?
again, started be praying earlier. I said, I want to be ready sooner, and I try to push it to the last, you know, be ready the last week, you know. I want to be ready 3 weeks out.
Well, going into the contest right now, you got the last word here, Victor. What do you want your fans to know heading into this show about you or shout-out?
Well, I just want them to know, I mean, that they're definitely going to enjoy what they're going to see, and they can continue saying the good word because, you know, for everybody who's definitely stood behind me, they're going to definitely have the good laugh also by saying, I told you so.
Right on. Well,
absolutely, brother.
Steve Blackman, Team MD, Rodney Roller, myself, we're going to think positive for Victor Martinez, and we're going to watch you roll into the 23rd annual Arnold Classic coming up March 4th, 5th, 6th out in Columbus, Ohio. And we'll be looking for you, Mr. Martinez. Do your thing, all right?
Thank you. Thank you very much,
guys. Brother. Keep grinding.
Thank you.
It
makes me MD all the way.
All right, Team MD. All right, do your thing, man. We're going to take our final commercial break. Take our final commercial break and come back with Rodney Roller and find out what else is going on in the world of bodybuilding with the exception of the Fit Expo, Flex Pro, and the Arnold Classic coming up. There's got to be some more news coming your way right after the break with Big Rodney Roller.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! I still here! It's not again!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Stealth is the next
next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX itself has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we just got done listening to Victor Martinez, who is headstrong, headed to Columbus, Ohio, looking for victory number 2 at the Arnold Classic, which very few bodybuilders have been able to actually do. We know that Flex Wheeler had 4 Arnold Classic championships to his credit. Jay Cutler and Dexter Jackson both had 3. Kevin Lavrone won it twice. I'm not sure if Vince Taylor won it twice. I do know that he won it one time. I won it like 1 and an asterisk. If you can remember back that far, back in 1990. But as far as I'm concerned, damn it, I won the show twice, too. So let's have some special positive thoughts for Victor Martinez. But really quick, you and I were talking over the break, and our bodybuilding industry, fitness industry as a whole, lost an icon over the weekend. Just 24 hours ago, we saw the fall of Jack LaLanne, the fitness guru. He died at 96 years old. Thank God he wasn't out in the street someplace. He actually had a respiratory situation brought on by pneumonia, and we know at 96 years old with respiratory problems, pneumonia is a killer. It took him away last night. Jack LaLanne is gone at 96 years old. Rodney, what do you make of that about this guy?
I mean, all of us grew up. I mean, everyone living today has grown up with Jack LaLanne, and saw him as revolutionized, healthy living to everybody.
Yeah.
Back before his time, no one even worked out. I mean, you saw the guys you'd see in the magazines, all fat, and then he was on the beach, lifting weights, pull ups, pulling boats, 10 boats with 100 people in it across the lake, and he revolutionized fitness. If it was for him, who knows where fitness world, industry would have been right now.
Absolutely. I mean, this guy came up, along with Joe Weider. I mean, Joe Weider, 90 years old, 91 years old. This is a guy who at 96 years old passed away in Morro Bay. He said that, to the end, Jack LaLanne worried about being devoted to his public that he inspired. He said dying would wreck his image. Well, I think actually dying has just immortalized this guy. He is the true original Superman. And Jack LaLanne, for all the things that he did in and outside the fitness industry, he had the little blender, the juicer things on the infomercials. I mean, if you just Google who Jack LaLanne is, you'd be surprised. He was much more than just a physical specimen. But where the average age in the United States is like 72 to 78 years old, dying for a white male, I think the age is even less. It's like 68 or 71 for a black African-American. This guy's 96 years old. He got at least a good 25 years extra by the way that he lived and the positive energy that him and his wife both shared with each other. I believe he was all about longevity, was he not?
Yeah, I mean, I remember back, when I was a kid, before I was even in high school, there was a Jack LaLanne Fitness over here, I guess, which were eventually bought out by, I don't know, who bought them out?
Well, I think we're bought out by Family Fitness, I think.
Family or somebody, but there was one over here, and he actually made appearances over there, and people, I remember seeing him over there years ago.
Well, where wasn't he? He was like the first guy that was like on TV showing us how this stuff is done. I mean, take the bodybuilders out of the equation. There are a lot of John Does and just, working 9-to-5 guys that were inspired and motivated by this guy, including the former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's a guy that was his bodybuilding career over 19 years old over in Austria, comes to America, becomes the greatest bodybuilder of all time. His career, the foundation of his career, was helped paved not only by Reg Park, but he also had mentioned Jack LaLanne, who also had an equipment company that blew up into a multi-billion-dollar industry.
It's a CrossFit, I believe, right?
Huh?
I believe it was a CrossFit, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that he just, and no one ever talked about Jack LaLanne and money, because it seemed like, you know, the guy had all the money in the world, but you didn't see money. You saw fitness and then a healthy lifestyle. This is a guy that jumped in the water. He drug a 2,000-pound boat through icy waters of Alcatraz to the wharf. I mean, didn't they say there's, like, sharks in Alcatraz, and that's why they had the prison over there?
Yeah, that's what they say. That's why no one could escape, but he's out there swimming around.
Yeah, well, I mean, this guy did some stuff that's just unbelievable. If you don't know about Jack LaLanne, Google him, look him up. I mean, this guy was truly an icon. But moving forward from there, the footprints that he left will be followed, I'm sure, into eternity by many other fitness people that are going to go into this business, and hopefully somebody else will emerge. As we lose one icon, you know, there's always somebody else to come into the business. But really quick, heading into this Arnold Classic, Rodney, we also have a huge amateur size, like Mr. International, like a Mr. Universe contest. In the last 4 years, this thing's exploded. That is,
yeah, that's
a
amazing
event.
Yeah, I remember the first year not too long ago, and I mean, and now I believe that they should make that, you know, a pro qualifier here for the MPC pro qualifier.
Don't be surprised if the winner of the Arnold Amateur Contest doesn't wind up automatically getting a pro card and wind up competing in the same calendar year. I think that's inevitable. It's inevitably going to happen.
I mean, that's one of the most competitive shows there is, you know, beside the Nationals in USA. I mean, it's right up there.
Well, and that weekend is one of those weekends where you can't sleep. So I've actually got to start going to bed early leading into the Arnold Classic because there's so many events going down. But before we get to Columbus, Ohio, let's not forget, the Fit Expo is this Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th, in downtown L.A. at the Convention Center, the Fit Expo. Of course, four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler will be there, and many, many other bodybuilders. Last year I saw Samir Banu, I saw Ronnie Coleman, Marcus Haley. There's a lot of bodybuilders and a lot of events going on, the Hottest Mom Contest, the bodybuilding.com body makeover type thing, a lot of stuff going on there. And then February the 19th, we have our first show of the year from the IFBB, the Flex Pro Championships, put on by Weider AMI out here in Santa Monica, promoter Robin Chang.
I'm glad to see that show back out there. Glad to see that show back.
Yeah, that show is back, and it's pretty much taken the place of the Pro Ironman, but it's 2 weeks before the 23rd annual Arnold Classic coming up in Columbus, Ohio. And, of course, next week we're going to have a very special guest come on and join us. We'll save that for the MD boards, but right now it's Victor Martinez week. Make sure you tune in to MD Radio every Monday, 4 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and check out the boards at www.musculardevelopment.com for the Victor Martinez week. And special thanks to all our guests, Ani Rambod, Jay Cutler, Victor Martinez, and of course my co-host, Big Rodney Roller. We'll be back a week from now with all the review of the Fit Expo here in Los Angeles. Go Packers!
Go Packers.
How about some bomb ass headbeat? The safe way you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel.